CEO Lynn Good faced questions at Duke Energy's annual meeting Thursday. As WFAE's David Borax reports, shareholders are concerned that the company isn't reducing the use of fossil fuels fast enough.
Climate change and renewable energy were recurring themes during the nearly hour-long meeting, which took the form of an audio-only webcast. Three shareholder proposals failed to pass, including two that would have required annual reports of Duke's political contributions and lobbying expenses. Supporters argue such reports are needed to ensure Duke's spending aligns with its goal of reaching net zero carbon emissions by 2050. CEO Lynn Good also answered questions submitted in advance. They included several that questioned why Duke continues to invest in fossil fuel projects, like gas-fired power plants and the $8 billion Atlantic Coast Pipeline. She says Duke and its critics agree on goals, but not on the tactics to reach them. Gas has a role alongside solar and wind energy.
I am disappointed to learn that the tool of natural gas is under such assault, because it's important as we continue to retire coal, as we continue to add more renewables and offer a resource like natural gas to match that intermittency.
Good says she has to worry about reliability and cost, and critics have overlooked Duke's progress, such as reducing carbon emissions by 39% since 2005. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.